Hi everyone, this is the second episode of the Pokemon Go podcast. I'm your host, TK Muffin, and today we have a guest, Yellow Monster.
Hello.
Wait, sorry. Yeah. So the first thing we're going to go over is the last community day, which was the Mac Drop one. So luckily enough, I caught quite a few shiny Mac Drops, which are green, and I've evolved it into a shiny Mac Champ. It's 2,400 CP, and it is very overpowered. When you evolve it, you got the special move Payback, which is really good for countering psychic types. So do you have anything to say about that?
Well, I didn't do it. Oh. That's about it.
Yeah. So the latest stuff are that for the next community day in February is that Roselia will be the next featured Pokemon. So I think, I don't know if this is right, but I think it's going to be a golden Roselia for the shiny version of it. And apparently it's really good when you evolve into its final evolve. The date and time are Sunday, February 7th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time. It says, did you know that Roselia's flowers smell more pleasant the healthier Roselia is? The scent is said to deeply relax people. This February community day is sure to be a relaxing then because Roselia will be the featured Pokemon. So do you think you're going to be able to do that?
I'll try.
We'll try. That's good enough for me. Recently I've been doing a lot of raids and what's it called? I haven't caught a shiny yet, but hopefully I will. And I only just completed the Victini special research, even though I should have completed it about a few months ago. But now I have a very good Victini, and its IV is 3 stars. Its attack is fully maxed out, and its defense and HP are almost full. I was reading recently that for the next thing for the countdown of the Pokemon Go Tour Kanto, so the time we're recording this, there are 5 hours left on the Sinnoh Celebration event, and I've already completed it. So the next one is going to be the Hoenn one, and apparently there's going to be this special, what's called, it's going to be a special research task, and they are to catch 2 Kyogre and 2 Groudons. And then there's some other, I think it's catch 30 Pokemon. Then there's the prize for it is a Rayquaza, which is really interesting. And you might even be able to catch a shiny one. So it's like black with the same outlines. The details for that are Tuesday, January 19th at 10 a.m. to Sunday, January 24th to 8 p.m. local time. So it says, countdown to Pokemon Go Tour Kanto, celebrate the Hoenn region with us. We're excited to announce that the Hoenn region will be the next region featured in our countdown to celebration leading up to Pokemon Go Tour Kanto. And it gives a date and time. So one of the most interesting things about that is that you might be able to get a shiny Aron, and lots of the community have had mixed emotions about that because it's already been released and it's just kind of like an extra one. So the latest news, well, this is just personal news, is that right now I'm rank 14, about to get 15 in the Go Battle League. I've been grinding quite a lot. And I mean a lot. So have you been doing any Go Battle League, or have you just been doing casual Pokemon Go?
Casual Pokemon Go?
Oh. Yeah, So I'm just poking fun at you, but you didn't actually complete the first special research task. So you're missing out on an Elite Collector's Medal, and you'll never be able to get that, which I'm very happy because I can keep on poking fun at you that I have both of them.
Unless I get it normally.
No, the other one you can't get it anymore. So you can never get it, and I do have it. So.
No, if you catch every single Pokemon from that region, I'm pretty sure you might be able to get it.
One of the most interesting I don't know if this is just for me, but there was this glitch for me on my phone which meant I couldn't do the AR mode. And now when I'm on Distracted by Something Shiny, where you can get the shiny Celebi, it says defeat Jesse or James 4 times, and all I get are the Team Rocket balloons, and I can't find any Jesse or James anymore. Even though it says it hasn't ended yet, I still can't find any, which is really annoying.
I haven't been finding any either.
Yeah. I hope they haven't left, because that means I could never get a shiny Celebi ever again, which is really sad. So there are a few hours left on the special research tasks, and the next one, as I said before, will be what's called the Hoenn region. So the special Pokemon are going to be, just going onto the blog. So the special Pokemon, it says, countdown to Pokemon Go Tour Kanto, celebrate the Hoenn region with us. Trainers, we're excited to announce that the Hoenn will be the next region featured in the countdown. Yeah, I've already said that. So the features will be Treecko, Torchic, Mudkip, Taillow, Loudred, Nosepass, Aran, which you can get a shiny version of that, Meditite, Roselia, Carvana, Numel, Baltoy, and more will be appearing more frequently in the wild. If you're lucky, you might be able to encounter a shiny Aran, and I'm really hoping to get that, because even though it's been there for a while, I still haven't got it, which is, right, I'm a bit sad about that. The following Pokemon will be hatching from 5k eggs: Skitty, Aran, Corpish, Lilip, Anorith, Bagon, and Beldum. One of the interesting things about this is if you evolve the evolved Beldum, I can't remember its name, into So if you evolve Metang, the evolved form of Beldum, during the event, you get a Metagross, which gets Meteor Mash, which is one of the best moves you can get for it. And it's normally you could only get it for the community day, but you'll be able to get that. The event exclusive time research will be available. Like I said before, you can get the shiny Rayquaza. And then a free bundle featuring three remote raid passes to help you challenge Kyogre and Groudon will be available in the in-game shop from Tuesday, January 19th. By the time we're recording this, that's in 2 days. And so it means you can challenge Kyogre and Groudon a lot easier without having to waste your hard-earned poker coins. The remote raid passes will be in the in-game shop from Tuesday, January 19th at 1 p.m. to Monday, January 25th at 1 p.m. And after that is the Johto region. An event celebrating the Johto region will be happening from Tuesday, January 26th to Sunday, January 31st. Stay tuned for more details as we get closer to the date. So what do you think about that? Personally, I think that's really good. Well, I'm really hyped about getting a shiny Aran, so I'm okay. Like, lots of community has, like, especially after the shiny Snivy, which instead of having, wait, I'm gonna have to stop it. Yeah, sorry about that, but they said my internet connection was unstable. So what do you think about that?
That's cool.
Yeah, very cool. So are you going to be hoping to get a shiny Aggron if you grind enough? Yeah, so are you hoping to get a shiny Aggron or what?
Yep. I don't know if I have an Aggron in the first place.
Right now I only have a Larion, but hopefully I'll be able to evolve it. So that's the end with Yellow Monster. Hopefully he'll be back on the show again. But other than that, that's the end of that section. Now it's time for Tip of the Week. So for Tip of the Week, it's about reviving Pokemon. Instead of using Revive on it, well, if you have a Max Revive, you can. Instead, if you have enough candy, power it up so that it'll be on 1 HP, then you can use Max Revive so it automatically fully restores your Pokemon. So instead of having to use loads of Revives, you can just power it up once and you get it fully healed up. So that's the end of the podcast for today. Please subscribe so you don't miss another episode. That's it from TK Muffin, and hopefully we'll get some other guests on the show as well. Goodbye.